Hey, this is Bobby McGraw, and you're listening to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. If you're new to this, we do 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and we're thrilled that you've joined us. If you find these encouraging, please share them with your friends, forward them, email them, send them however you like to. But our hope is that they're encouraging to you and they're refreshing to your soul. The question I want to deal with today is, what happens when we worship? What happens when we worship? Now, at our church, we have two services on Sunday morning that we call a worship service. We've got one at 9:30 and one at 11. Those are in English. And then again, at 11, we have a Spanish-speaking service. And a lot of times when you call that a worship service, it's easy to think that worship is a Sunday thing. But worship isn't something that's contained to a service, to 65, 70 minutes. But worship is something that can take place at any moment in our life. What happens when we worship? Well, today's scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah is penning these words, and when he's worshiping, it's not during some celebration service. He's worshiping after one of his friends has died. It says in Isaiah 6, verse 1, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord." His moment of worship happened not when everything was great, but when he's mourning the loss of his friend. What happens when we worship? Well, the first thing that happens when we worship is we're confronted with the Spirit of God. He says, "I saw the Lord." What he saw mattered. He didn't see a certain kind of singing. He didn't see a certain kind of teaching. He didn't see a certain kind of building. Worship takes place when we see God for who he is. That's when true worship takes place. And listen to how he describes what he saw. It says, "And he saw these seraphim," these angel-type figures, and here's what they were saying in verse 3. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory." That's true worship. True worship is when we put our flesh aside. True worship is when we put our preferences aside. True worship is when we quit caring about what other people think about us, and we see God. We see God. So what happens when we worship? First, we're confronted with the Spirit of God. Then the second thing I believe happens is it leads to us confessing something from our soul. When he sees God, he sees this holy, holy, holy God with his glory filling the whole earth. And then his response in verse 5 is, "Woe is me. Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." See, what happens when we worship is we see God for who he is, and then as a response to that, we see us for who we are. Isaiah saw himself, he saw sin in his life, he saw the junk that was underneath the surface, and the thing that's true in our lives, when we see God for who he is, it becomes obvious where we are spiritually. When we worship, we can't play games. We can't pretend that we're further along than we really are, because the truth is, there's no real spiritual progress without honesty. There's no real spiritual progress without honesty. We can't be cool. We can't act like we've got it together. We have to be honest with where we're at. And then what happens for Isaiah is once he sees God, and he sees himself and he confesses his sin. Listen to what happens. An angel, it says in verse 6, "Then one of the seraphim flew to me and touched me with a burning coal." He took this burning coal from the altar and he touches, in verse 7, his mouth with it and says, "Behold, this has touched your lips and your sin is taken away and your sin is forgiven." In true worship, our sin gets dealt with. No worship is complete until our sin is dealt with. Worship is when we see God and then we see ourselves and we bring our sin to the cross of Jesus. One of the things I love about the cross is we're all on equal playing ground. There's no people better off. Before the cross, we're all sinners, but we bring our sin to the cross. And when we come to worship, God goes to work on our sin. He sees God. He sees himself, he deals with his sin, and I love this. I love how this little passage ends. It says in verse 8, "Then I heard the voice of God." Let me just pause there. Then. He didn't hear God's voice clearly until he saw God, until he saw himself, until he dealt with his sin, and then he was ready to serve. He was able to hear God's voice. He was able to discern God's will. He was able to live out God's calling for his life. This is worship. Worship isn't just songs, though it's certainly part of it. Worship isn't just a sermon, though that's a piece of it as well. True worship is anytime, any place we see God, we see ourselves, and we allow the work of the cross to go to work on us, and we respond by serving. How's your worship? Spend some time in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 today, and allow God to have that moment with you this day. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church podcast.